Rebbe Vas Yudot Tanio Vanio. The next kino we're going to say is Kino Lamed Vov. Is a kino written by Rav Yehuda Halevi, which expresses his tremendous love and yearning for Eretz Yisrael. And he goes on to explain how much he loves Eretz Yisrael. Epoil la'api alei artzech, I'm going to fall on my face on your ground. The Eretza avonayech lema'oid, and I love your stones. Va'achoynen es hafarayech, and your dust will find favor in my eyes. It's very interesting. It's brought down that Rav Yehuda Halevi, Seif Yomov, decided that he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. And when he came to Eretz Yisrael, it's brought down that he bent down to kiss the ground of Eretz Yisrael. And an Arab horseman came and trampled him to death. That was the very last thing that Rav Yehuda Halevi did. Is epoy la'api ale artzech. And then he goes on to describe tremendous milas, tremendous things that we have in Eretz Yisrael. Afki ba'omdi ale kivreis avoisai, how I could go to the kvorim of my fathers, ve'eshtoimim ale chevrei mivcha kvorayech, and I wonder, I'm hit by the greatness of Chevron, the Bechir of Yekvarim. Har Ha'avorim is the place where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. Behor Ahor. Asher Shom Shnei Oirim Gedoilim. Aaron HaKoyin is buried in Hor Ahor. Mo'irayich Mo'irayich. And then he says, Chaye Nishomois Avir Arzech. This is something that it's hard for us to relate to. But part of the reason why it's so hard for us to be mekoinen on the Churban Beis Hamikdash is because we don't have that feeling, a ruchni yizdika feeling. If our lives would be ruchni yizdika lives, then we would realize how much we're missing, how much ruchni is, how much our lives would be so much different if we would have more ruchnius. And he says, Chaye neshomais avir artzech, Eretz Yisrael. We know that it says, the avira da'ara machkim. What about the avira da'ara? The avira of Eretz Yisrael. How does that make us smart? What kind of smartness does it give us? And over here, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi says, because the avira of Eretz Yisrael is chaye neshomois. It's a neshomadika avir. It's a neshomadika life. A person in Eretz Yisrael has the ability of relating to his neshoma much more. So many times we have a blockage between our guf and our neshoma, and we don't feel the feelings of the neshoma, and the feelings of the neshoma are stifled. Zot Rav Yehuda Halevi, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, there's a feeling that you relate to the neshama. It's a chaye neshamos. It's a different type of life. It's a life of neshamos. And he says, "Kois ha'yigoyim la'at harpi ma'at." The cup of yogoyim, the cup of misery, slow down a little bit. I can't hold so much bitterness in me. My ksolim are full with meriris, with bitterness, when I remember Eretz Yisrael. At the end of the kino, he says, Gevaldik Azach, Ashrei mechake v'yagia v'yira alois oirech. Fortunate is the one who waits v'yagia v'yira alois oirech, and he's going to witness the rise of your oir. Oh, but it seems like that is an ashrei mechake, that not only is he ashrei when he's going to witness v'sechzena ineinu v'shum kol etziyem berachamim, but even someone who waits is also ashrei. Someone who's mechake lo b'chol yom sheyavoy, someone who has the tzipisa l'Yeshua, he is also ashrei because he relates to the ruchnius, he relates to Yerushalayim, he relates to the relationship that we had with the Eibishter. And that's where it finishes off. The Boku Olav Shcharayich, and your dawn will come forth. Lirais B'Tevas B'Chirayich La'aleis B'Simchoseich B'Shuvech Eleikadmus Norayich, when we're going to go back to our former state where we were together with the Eibishter and the Beis HaMikdosh.